Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Windmills, the Rugby Museum, and free parking on Sundays. Just some of the virtues of Palmerston North. Windmills, really? Surely a wind farm, wind turbine. Could Palmy, or just down the line there's a windmill, isn't there? Anyway, could Palmy be the perfect place to relocate Parliament? According to Manawatū Standard columnist Steve Stannard, the time is right for Palmy to steal the capital moniker from Wellington, where I'm broadcasting from today. So what does local Palmerston North Mayor Grant Smith think about this big call? He's on the line now, so we can ask him. Hi, Grant.
G'day, Jesse.
Did you enjoy this column?
Oh, look, Steve's got a new, because he's a professor, a former academic and a business owner, but he's got a new career as an opinion writer. I quite like his columns.
Yeah. How has it gone down in Palmy? Do people think this is a good idea?
Oh, look, tongue-in-cheek, we've always been, very close to the capital. We're only an hour and a half up the road. I'm actually in the capital today myself, like you, and it's fairly dreary today, to be fair, but... Look, we've got a lot. We're a simple location, and obviously there's many ways to get in and out of Palmerston North with highways and new connections and railway lines. But we're a pretty affordable place too, and we already have quite a bit of a government sector with defence and science and research and education. So, yeah, we're more than just windmills and the Rugby Museum.
Yeah. What's this windmills thing they're talking about?
Well, of course, we're the wind capital, Wellington, but we'd probably share that with Wellington, to be fair, but we've got the most wind farms and the biggest wind farm in the country on the Tararua Range, just behind the city of Palmy.
Right. Okay. So wind turbines rather than windmills. You're not making flour or anything with them.
No. We do a bit of food, but in food manufacturing, but certainly not the flour capital.
What is the best reason to move the capital from Wellington to Palmerston North?
Oh, look, I think resilience would be one of those things. We've got the New Zealand Defence Force based in Palmerston North, with Ohakia and Lincoln on our doorstep. 7,000 people are connected to that sector in the city, and I think there is a bit of true resilience there. We seem to extract the worst of the weather with our sheltered location, and we've got quite a lot of experience in civil defence and emergency management as well.
Grant, I was so looking forward to this chat, but we're having real problems with your cell phone reception. Maybe that's another reason to move to Palmerston North, because you're in Wellington at the moment and we're really spattling to hear you. I don't suppose there's much you can do to improve that.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
It's better, I think. It's better.
Yeah. So, look, again, just repeating that the city has a strong New Zealand Defence Force capability with the military camps at Ohakia and Linton close to us. And that always helps around resilience and pretty sheltered from the weather aspect as well. So we've got a lot of good experience in emergency management and civil defence.
Have you got room for more people?
Absolutely. And we're pretty brainy bunch too. The PhDs, there's more PhDs in Palmy than there is anywhere else in the country, and that's probably a little known fact, but we're growing sustainably, and there's certainly room for more people.
What's the coffee like?
Well, the coffee is not bad. I mean, Wellington is pretty hard to beat. It's one of the best places in the world, really, but Palmy's not far behind.
And what about accommodation? You don't have too many flash hotels, do you? If we've got to host the President of the US or some high-ranking Chinese politician, where are we going to put them?
Yeah, well, look, we've had the American president before. Jimmy Carter came to Palmerston North many years ago. But look, we're quite affordable. We're one of the most affordable cities in the country. But Yes, hotels. We don't have the five stars of some of the other big cities, but we've certainly got some capacity.
Okay. Are you hopeful?
You've always got to be hopeful, and you've always got to talk it up and be an advocate. But and certainly in days gone past, I think Palmerston North was a default for civil defence many years ago, and I think we probably could reclaim that space.
Good stuff. Nice to talk to you. Well done.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse.